We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Here on a Friday, June 9th at 6:46 in the morning. Now, three big things. Politicians and commentators responding after former FBI Director James Comey testified on Capitol Hill. Amtrak inspection train stops in Wichita today. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is running for governor. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And right now in traffic, continue to watch for a slowdown during a traffic accident. And this is southbound on I-235 over on the west side, right around Maple Street. We've got a traffic slowdown there because of an accident. Watch out for that traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Hey, mostly sunny today with a high of 86 degrees. Mostly sunny, partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low, I'm going to make that 65. Jed, I'm not typing well today. I typed 95 for an overnight low.
Maybe if you used eight more fingers while you were typing, that would help.
That would discriminate against the other two.
The other two?
Yeah. Saturday, sunny and breezy. I could use one finger sometimes.
Yes.
With a high of 91. All right. I'm glad we didn't have video of that. Partly cloudy now. Southeast wind at 7. 63 degrees at KNSS. Candace has weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails, and that should be a treat this weekend. Get out on the Monarch patio. Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. The mayor of Lancaster, California, says a Chinese company wants to build a 10-story tall statue of the Buddha in the Southern California desert community. He's not naming the company yet, but says it told him it's willing to spend $31 million on the project. Mayor says it could bring thousands of visitors a year to Lancaster, especially since Lancaster is on a route to Las Vegas, which he says draws a lot of Asian tourists.
Yep.
Could stop and see the big Buddha.
Yeah.
We could do that here, couldn't we?
Well, we could have built the 300-foot-tall Keeper of the Plains, but...
Well, that's what DeBoer wanted to do.
I was 100% behind that.
Me too. Let's make a big one.
Can you imagine how majestic that would be?
Oh,
they turned it down.
That's too big an idea.
I guess it is for our little town.
I would, though, like to see... I'd like to see some sort of statue erected after we're gone to maybe you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have to be 300 feet. I mean, I think the mayor could get something maybe maybe 150.
Okay.
150 for each.
Mm-hmm. What would be the best medium for a Steve and Ted statue?
Well, something...
I'm thinking butter.
I'm thinking bronze. Something that will last for centuries and centuries.
That's your idea?
Oh, I like them. Hey, no reaction from the president to one question in the hours immediately following the Comey testimony on Capitol Hill.
Focus on the White House. President Trump declining to answer questions about former FBI Director James Comey's claims that the president has been untruthful.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Do you think he told the truth?
The president not answering the question from ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Mr. Trump was silent in the hours immediately following Comey's testimony. Earlier, he was declaring that religious liberty in the U.S. is under siege.
It is time to put a stop to the attacks on religion.
He was speaking at an annual gathering of religious conservatives.
We know that the truth will prevail, that God's glorious wisdom will shine through, and that the good and decent people of this country will get the change they voted for and that they so richly deserve.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Stocks closed slightly higher on Wall Street Thursday. Banks led the way as lawmakers moved to undo stricter regulations
placed on banks following the 2008 financial crisis. Utilities and consumer goods companies were among the biggest decliners. Standard & Poor's 500 index edged up a fraction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 8 points, and the NASDAQ increased 24 points to another record high for the NASDAQ. Energy ministers from around the world gathered in Beijing this week to report increased spending to help counter climate change. Yet one prominent voice, that of U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry, delivered a starkly countervailing message. As the Trump administration seeks to roll back spending on clean energy and promote fossil fuels, President Trump has hailed the opening of a new coal mine as proof that deregulation is helping bring jobs to the industry, even though plans for the mine's opening were made well before Trump's election. Corsa Coal Corporation will supply coal used in making steel and is expected to generate up to 100 full-time jobs.
Yep. Pennsylvania, coal mine.
6:52 now, Steve and Ted. Retirees, let's talk about you. Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, you retirees, pull up a chair.
Yeah.
Lend me an ear. Let's talk. You know, when I work with new clients to help them develop a thorough financial plan, I need a lot of standard financial questions answered. Now, we determine the investor's total net worth. We look to maximize sources of income, and we need to know about risk management that may be addressed through insurance products on diversification. That's the easy information because it's usually found on policies, on tax returns, and financial statements. But I also need to know about you. What do you want to accomplish in retirement? Where will you live? What kind of lifestyle do you visualize? What keeps you up at night? To develop a plan that fits your needs, we need to know about you. The process requires that you and your spouse do some soul searching. Now, here are some questions to guide financial planner to come up with the best plan that fits your needs. First of all, is if everything is aligned, when will I retire? Does my spouse share in my vision of retirement? I often find that people have differing views. They've never talked about it. Do I believe I have enough resources to retire when I want to? Do I visualize different stages in retirement? If so, what are they? You know, are you going to travel a lot once? Or are you going to buy a lot of real estate at first? Or, you know, if money were not an issue, how do I visualize my retirement lifestyle? How much do I need to just live right now? What is my spending budget? How much will health care cost? Now, that's a tough one to really answer, but you got to plan for it. Do I have all my legal bases covered, all my wills and trusts and living trusts put together? Now, these are not all the questions that need to be answered, but they are some of the critical answers that a good certified financial planner will need to help guide you through retirement. Bottom line, we need to know as much as we can about your retirement lifestyle versus your resources to pay for that. It's up to us to put a price tag on those dreams, then account for the assets that will pay for it. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Don, you are on the board of the Wichita River Festival, and this is the last weekend, right?
It is. It is bittersweet. I'm a little sad, but there's still a lot to go.
Yeah, there is. It's going to be a busy weekend. Now, Ted brought this up a while ago. We're going to have Windwagon Smith on here at 8:10 this morning. Wendy Johnson will be on with us, as she has been all week. We're wondering what happens to the wind wagon. Where does it mothball when it's not out during the River Festival?
Well, as you may or may not know, the Wichita Wagon Master, fine organization I'm a part of, we essentially built that. We created that 40-some-odd years ago, and we have a storage facility. It's called the Barn. Where we hold all our meetings. We have a full commercial kitchen there because we do so much cooking for the community for different events. And we also store the wind wagon there. And then we have five or six gentlemen who are certified to drive with that in tow to be able to get it to and from to get it to different locations. And so we keep the insurance on it, and we keep it stored and locked away, and we maintain it. And I mean, just last year we had those wheels repacked by somebody who knew a lot about old wagons and stuff, and it's part of our charter.
Well, that's terrific, and we thank you for doing that. Do you ever bring it out during the year at other occasions, or is it just pretty much a once a year deal?
Yes. No, we do. We bring it out to for all the beginning things with Festival to reveal the Admiral and pipe him or her aboard. We also go to the Veterans Parade, Veterans Day Parade. We go to the St. Paddy's Day Parade, which is the first time that we show the Admiral in public, you know, after the reveal of the Admiral.
Yeah.
And whenever a past Wagon Master Captain or Admiral dies, then we generally have the wind wagon out there as part of a ceremony for the funeral.
All right. Well, listen, on behalf of our entire community and you and the Wagon Masters, thank you for the great work that you do. It's been a good festival this year. Way to go.
Our pleasure. We love what we do. We have a fun time doing it.
All right. Thank you, Don. Now, 6:56, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A passenger train will make a stop in Wichita today. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.